The United Nations commissioned a 2006 study on violence against children showed that a high percentage of children around the world suffered physical punishment in their homes, with a third or more experiencing severe physical punishment. We don't have to look far for confirmation, since here in Jamaica, hundreds of children are suffering the same fate.
The awful and inescapable truth is that the absolute horror and devastating effects on children are on so many levels. Is there anybody out
there listening? The Ministry of Youth and Culture, through its key agencies, has been redoubling efforts to protect children, with emphasis on those in state care.
The problem is clear, and so too must be our purpose. The protection of our children from violence is a matter of urgency, which we must confront through focused, strategic, and deliberate actions.
Minister of Youth and Culture, Lisa Hanna. The Child Development Agency, CDA, is the primary state entity responsible for the care and protection of children. Its operations will be further strengthened with the introduction of a child case management system. The software system will help the CDA to speedily process information regarding the care and protection of children in state care. The child protection process as it exists now is predominantly paper-based and manually intensive. The software will also allow the CDA to better manage data pertaining to children and families who come in contact with the agency, as well as those who enter the child protection system.
We will be and have gotten approval for a new case management system as part of the technological upgrade to bolster our efforts to standardize and harmonize services to our children.
A three-year contract valued at $53 million has been awarded to TP Systems Limited for the development of the Child Case Management System, CCMS. Several other initiatives have been undertaken to improve the treatment of children in state care. These include
increased capital expenditure for the upgrading of state care institutions, including allocations towards significantly improving the care offered in our institutions, ensuring that the right people with the right skills and training and attitude are in the positions to take care of our children. We're also implementing co-curricular and extracurricular programs, as well as training in social graces.
The Ministry of Youth and Culture has developed a national plan of action for an integrated response to violence against children. The plan is geared at creating and maintaining a protective environment that is supportive of children and responsive to violence against them.
The plan of action is underpinned by a holistic rights-based approach at both the national and local levels, with specific short-term and long-term targets. The plan requires a multi-sectoral approach by eliminating violence against children.
Minister of Youth and Culture, Lisa Hanna. Play your part in the protection of our children by reporting known or suspected cases of child abuse. Call 1-888-PROTECT toll-free to make reports.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.